can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to
We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
Well, I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted. I watched the news today right before, well, I didn't watch it, but I read a story today before I left work, and I'm exhausted. I'm just, the state of Oklahoma is fucking insane. Anthony, how are you?
No, I want you to elaborate because I'm mad about the same thing. And I think if I do it, the word fuck is going to come up a lot.
Well, I just, I how do I say this? I had like 10 different Facebook posts written up. Before I go on any further, listeners, basically the day we recorded, it was announced on the news that Ryan Walters, which is our, what is he, Secretary of Education or whatever he is. This stupid, handsome guy is the stupidest, handsome person I think I've ever seen. Now I don't even think he's handsome. I think he looks like a rat-faced fuck.
But a piece of shit.
This man has literally decided that the state of Oklahoma has to teach the Bible in all public schools. Or in all schools, I should say.
Grade 5 through 12.
And my brain's like, sure, I don't care if people learn religion, but isn't that what church is for? Isn't church the educational purpose of religion?
Yes, is okay. The short fucking answer. You're right.
Just checking, because I don't understand why so many conservatives pop out as, I'm going to use the word Christians, because that's just a basic blanket of one specific genre of religions. I don't understand how they pop out the womb and they're like, well, I was born into this religion and obviously mine's the only right one. When Jesus was a Jew, let's start there. So are Jews wrong?
Well, so it depends on who you ask, Christians or Jews.
Exactly. But a lot of them don't understand that.
I just don't get the mentality behind having this religion and just assuming that everybody else is supposed to do it.
I don't understand this mentality that you can do whatever you want as long as you believe what I think you should believe.
That's what blows my mind, is that these are the same people who scream about freedom, and yet we have mandatory religion in school.
I mean, I have all of these First Amendment rights. I have these Second Amendment rights. There's nothing in the Constitution that talks about religion in government, except not to do it, really. But right. For some fucking reason, when it comes to my constitutional right to not have to learn your religious belief, that's wrong. You think that I should believe what you think. I don't even know how to go about this. It just makes me angry. And I'm not against religion. I get why it exists. I get the comfort people get behind that. I fully understand that. I don't understand why you feel to make yourself comfortable, you have to force others to follow your ways. It's like, I'm superior, so you have to be me.
You and I are going to have to agree to disagree on understanding religion. Because
I get it.
I don't. Spirituality, I do get. I understand the need for spirituality. But religion? Religion is a goddamn trash pile. Religion is what happens when men take spirituality and then give it laws and then tell you that you are going to hell if you don't follow the laws they put in place.
The reason why I think I understand religion, and I may talk myself out of this. I've done this a lot in the past about the way I believe things.
We got time.
Society, though they don't understand it, crave rules, structures, mm-hmm. boundaries. And with spirituality, since it's not something that's factually proven, you can't run around and be like, well, here's obviously how spirituality exists and blah, blah, blah. You have to believe it. And as long as somebody's convinced you to believe it, you have to convince others. And then you're starting to create this group of people that believe the same way you do. And so that's why I understand how religion exists and why people feel comfortable in it, because they have surrounded themselves with people that they think the same way as them. And that makes them feel comfortable in life, because without other people doing what they're doing, they feel wrong. They feel uncomfortable, especially in a conservative place where I feel like they, being different is wrong. And so religion makes them feel right.
It's this distillation of homogeny. They want people say they want freedom here, but they don't want freedom. What they want is the freedom to exist in public and never have to see other people existing that they don't agree with. They don't want to see other religions. They don't want to see gay people in public. They don't want to see a single mom. They have to be able to make the world be what they want it to be and reflect their lifestyles, because otherwise it causes them to have to question those things.
Yes. And then if you point out to them where they don't even align with their own beliefs, there's always a justification and a, well, we need to not pay attention to that because their situation was different. I grew up with this, shaming a lot of people. And then, well, we're a divorced family, but there's a reason why. I asked my preacher. They said it was okay. And I'm like, okay, so this guy has a bachelor's degree from a college. You idolize him because he teaches at church. And so you think, well, this guy obviously has the privilege to give me approval for my lifestyle. And since he did it, I'm fine. Beyond that, we met someone else, weren't married, moved in with them, were having sex with them, but it's different because we knew we were going to get married. It's planned. There's always a justification of why I'm allowed to sin. Well, why as a conservative would be allowed to sin. But if somebody else does it, we have to be better than them and look down upon them, which is nothing like what the Bible teaches.
And that's, I mean, you said 100%. I don't know that I could even elaborate any further. It's a cognitive dissonance. It's that.
Yeah, sorry, I kept going on.
No, it's fine. You actually picked the right time because my dog was barking like crazy and you probably heard that a little bit ago. But it's the cognitive dissonance of my situations have explanations.
Yeah.
I don't get to see other people's personal lives, so they don't have an explanation and they have to justify their actions to me.
To me. Yes.
Because
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you're fine.
I was just saying it's the same idea as people who depend on the government for assistance. Those people don't deserve it. And they should prove to me why they think they should need assistance.
Yes.
But I, not me directly, I'm just talking about this from experience in the past with people I know.
I
needed help once, and it was embarrassing to me, but I had to take it due to my circumstance. I didn't have to prove anything to anyone else. I just ended up having to take the help. And even though I was embarrassed, I took it. How come everyone else that takes the help is not embarrassed? What, everyone else just taking care or taking advantage of the system, but you were the only one that didn't.
See, I've told people this hundreds of millions of times. Probably not that many. That's obviously an exaggeration and a lie, but it just...
Just one short of 100 million.
Right. Just, it's, yeah. Whatever one short of that is. But it's that need for people to... They hear these pundits, they hear the people that they listen to, that they semi-worship in the media, tell you about how all these people are taking advantage of it. And so in order to prove otherwise, they expect that the burden of proof lies on the person who is receiving that benefit. And they think that the government handouts are just literally handouts and you never have to prove anything. Like, it is just, it's stupidity. It's idiocracy to the nth degree. And it's just people believing whatever feels good to them. And that fucking irritates the absolute shit out of me. Because you know what doesn't feel good? Getting the fucking news that your state is becoming a whole religious theocracy. And we're starting with 5th through 12th grades.
Yeah. Which, we keep having a decline in the nation of religion. There's a steep decline right now of people following religion. Mm-hmm. And they keep thinking, well, we have to force it on them because obviously they're getting too much freedom. And I'm like, actually, I think what's happening is you're pushing people out because you're assholes about it.
You're fucking assholes about it. And I'm like, so fucking sick of it. It you're makes completely me so hypocritical. Angry.
You're assholes about everything. You're hypocritical. And you tell everyone how they should live. But you know what? Actually, I'm going to change everything I'm saying right now. I'm super happy that we're going to start teaching religion in schools. Do you know why? Because we can get back to the old-fashioned stoning a child that misbehaves. Sorry if you're listening to my printer right now. It's resetting after I printed 400 labels for Pride.
You heard my dogs earlier. This is all done in real time. We don't edit that shit out. You get 30 minutes of whatever happens. Just deal with it.
But anyways, at school, they're going to learn that if they fucking misbehave, we're going to stone them. I also want them to take every parent who's an adulterer and cheats on their spouse and covets thy neighbor and things like that. We'll fucking stone them. I want that taught in schools if this is what we're going to do, because it's going to come to stoning gay people. So I'm going to stand there right next to every person I know that's a fucking sinner.
You know, I was talking to my coworker about this because I was talking about having this issue with the news causing me mental health problems because it's just so overwhelmingly overwhelming. And I was like, I'm torn in this place where I want to simultaneously shut it all the way fucking off, but then also I need to keep my finger on the pulse of it, because what happened? I don't want to be surprised when some right-wing
I'm literally stoned in the street one
asshole
day.
Asshole is either stones me in the street or just sends the Trump police after me to take me to my new gay camp, where I will be rewarded for being gay with all the labor I want because capitalism.
They're like, you know what? For punishment. How do I say it? What's the term I want? Unlimited butt sex. Your ass is gonna hurt, and I'll be like, no.
Oh, you would, yeah. But it just, so it's funny because I was talking about this with my coworker. I'm so overwhelmed by the news, and then this happens again. It just so happens every fucking day. And I said that bit about the camps, the Trump camps, and my coworker, who is a straight white heteronormative male, was like, yeah, it's sad to say, but that is not as far-fetched as I would have believed it to be a couple of years ago.
It's so weird.
And I was like, no, it's not far-fetched anymore. We live in this weird alt-right fascism like era where we have this whole party that used to be full of people who are like, I have more conservative tax plans, who are now like, I have more conservative ways to kill people and put them in jail.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't believe in my religion, then you will be put in prison and you will go to, and I know it's not to that degree yet, but like,
it's not that fucking stop. Far is, at least from our perspective, how it feels.
And you know what? The conservatives called this in a sort of way, because you give these people a fucking inch and they'll take a mile.
Always. Well, I mean, they're used to taking what they can get and manipulating it to be winning somehow. I mean, look at how hardcore, for example, the state of Oklahoma is gerrymandered in our districts.
Oh, my God.
I know. Oklahoma City and Tulsa are blue, and the first election period that we had, Oklahoma County and Tulsa County have a lot of blue in it. We suddenly redid our maps, and now you can't get that.
Nope.
And now there are people that I work with who live near downtown that are voting with the same group in the panhandle that have counties with 11 people that live in it. I mean, it's interesting to see how the city's divided up. Funny.
And it is. It's the only way that they can retain any amount of power, because if you just did not gerrymander and you let people go to whatever polling place was closest to them, then you would be shocked how many places light up blue across the board. But I also it doesn't happen that way.
I want to clarify, as I talk about this, I don't think that Democrats are the angels in politics either. It's just they're not trying to take rights away from people.
They haven't simultaneously banned books about gay people in school and then forced a book about their religion into schools. Like, it's a kind of one-sided argument. Like, I have to sort of side with them because they haven't been actively working towards making The Handmaid's Tale a reality.
Yeah.
That speaks to me on a freedom level.
On an every level, which it's funny because, you know, conservatives often talk about how Democrats are trying to take rights away from them, and it's guns.
When?
I think. Oh, and freedom of speech. They're like, they're taking it all away from me. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, their Lord and Savior Donald J. Trump take away bump stocks?
And then the Supreme Court turned around and said, whoa. No, can't do that. Like, turned it around. I'm so confused by the Supreme Court, speaking of.
I don't get any of it.
I'm tired of government right now. So I am turning into that person that's like, do I move to a different country?
I legitimately, whenever I got that, so I've been taking a break from news and I've been actively avoiding it because it stressed me out.
But I have since 2018, I think.
So I've deleted my Facebook app. I should have made a whole long diatribe post about going off of Facebook, but instead I just deleted the app.
we've gotten along so well. I want to punch him in the face quite a bit, but in general, I love Facebook. It's been 14 years. No, I'm kidding.
I just deleted the app because I was like, I don't want to see it, because people post on there all the time and those little tiny bits of information bleed through and they frustrate me.
Yes.
So I recognize it as a source of frustration. I got rid of it. And then a friend who lives in another state sent that article to me today, and that's how I found out about it, because I was like, what the fuck, man? Why can't I just go a few days? Why can I not have a week without any of this happening to me? But it's this 24-hour news cycle. Listeners, I know we are talking about mental health, but clearly this is affecting us very strongly. And you know what's really funny is I've been so fucking angry about it, and I've been reflecting on that, and I had my appointment with my therapist on Tuesday, and we sat and talked, and by the time I had gotten there, I had done some cognitive behavioral therapy writing before that, and I came to realize that I think my fucking anger and my frustration are justified. They're real things. They come from a sense of justice and fairness and equity that I can't stand to see the world be so disjointed and unfair and inequitable to the degree that it's become. And so that sense of justice and that sense of wanting things to be right for people causes me to be angry, and I'm tired of stuffing that anger down because it's a natural reaction to watching things go to shit, watching all the things you were promised of freedom and like in hearth and home from a childhood, and watching people shit on it.
I think it's also when things I'm fine with watching things happen as long as they feel super out of control. Once they feel out of control, I want to step in and make them go back in control to feel comfortable. And this, it's disheartening because it's a situation that I have no control over. Like, no matter what I can do, I can be a squeaky wheel and draw attention, but there's no way I can control it.
And that's the problem, is the things that make me the angriest are things that are most out of my control. And I think it's that frustration from not having control over something that is so integral, so close to me. Something like watching books get banned, watching like Don't Say Gay laws, those things that just, they're like getting stabbed in the chest over and over and over. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, and then, you know, it's, I've done well at surrounding myself with people that are like me or that are supportive of me regardless. But then you still have like your people that you really get along with, family, that are conservative people. And they're, it feels like this conditional love with you because, well, we love you as long as we don't talk about the parts that we don't like of you. And then on top of that, basically you're having the world stab you. And then you also basically kind of have people that you consider friends or family or something that, I mean, they're shoving a knife in your back too.
And that's, I guess that's what really gets me. And I feel like at this point, I'm going to have a conversation with my family because, you know, I told my mom that we're planning on moving into Minneapolis. And she was like, no, if you do that, I'll cry. And I was like, well, then maybe stop voting for shitty people in this state. And then suddenly it wasn't, I'll cry. It was very much a pshaw, just wave it off. It was very much like, oh, well, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, from your straight white Christian perspective, legislating things in favor of straight white Christians is not a problem. And I get that for you, but for my everyone favorite, else, it's a fucking issue.
It's always, well, both sides are problematic. And I was like, yeah, okay, so they are. One side is not trying to kill me. The other side is.
Actively wants me dead.
They, a lot of them want me dead, or a lot of them want me to not be me. They're like, okay, you can be gay, but don't you dare let me know that you're gay.
Don't do it in public. No pride flags. Don't you dress in a way that I think you makes you look gay, which is totally subjective.
You need to behave
subjective.
Manly. You need to dress manly. But you can still be gay. It's just, I don't want to know. Why can't we go back to the 40s where men were gay, but in the background quiet, and they were worried about being lynched? I mean, it was a great time.
It was grab on to the nearest tree and hold on for dear life kind of
and
day.
Pray to God that you weren't wound up in a fence in the country because you loved someone. Jesus. I don't understand why you think it's such a difficult world if you would just behave that way. And I'm just
if you would just do the things that I want you to do and make sure that I don't ever have to see you exist.
If
that
you
would be great.
If you would
and
make
you know
sure
what? We're going to make laws to make sure that doesn't happen.
Exactly. And if you make sure that I'm always comfortable in my bubble that I've created, everything's fine. But if you disturb my bubble, I'm going to make federal laws against you. And I'm going to elect people in office that appoint people that will support my comfort bubble.
I wonder if I went through my Facebook and just literally unfollowed every single person that I have on there, just literally unfollowed every person. If I could just become a problem on Facebook, if I could just scream into the void and cause people so much distress. And then if somebody comments on there being shitty on like all my posts, I'll just delete their comments and just be a fucking issue. I wonder if that would bring me some sort of catharsis.
I know. I sometimes want to be the rebel. I think it's, I don't know how to explain it. I think it's drawing attention, but in my head, I'm like, maybe I do need to draw attention. Maybe I just need to call out the people that I know. And be like, you kind of suck. Like, this is your perspective in life. You is fucking like, suck. As long as I'm comfortable and, you know, you may be threatened, but I'm comfortable. And I'm just like, I'm voting for people that want all of us to be happy. And if you feel threatened that you may not have a gun, which, to be clear, nobody's trying to take away your guns. They're just trying to make sure that you're not fucking crazy and having a gun.
And if laws to take away guns work, or wouldn't work, I guess, because the bad guys would still have the guns, right? Because that's the whole theory.
Yeah. Always need a good guy to protect everyone.
Then why do we have laws for anything?
And I still think this revolves completely around on our other show when you talked about John Wayne. I think that brought in this whole perspective that there's bad guys out there, but there's always the John Wayne that's going to fix everything. And in every bad event, John Wayne's going to save it.
But John Wayne was a draft dodger. John Wayne was a piece of shit. He wasn't even Christian for real. He just said, yes, I'm Christian, but now Christianity is what I say it is.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, I just answered my own question. Never mind. Yep. Yeah. You're right.
Obviously, I think we're upset today.
I am so angry. And my husband Joe has been on this kick of, I say a kick. He's been on a stretch of 30 days that he's trying not to have a single alcoholic beverage. And so I'm trying to be supportive and drink less. But it stays like this, where I wish I could find myself at the bottom of a bottle. Instead, what's going to happen is I'm going to get incredibly high after this is over. But
but that's the annoying part, is I want to live life where I don't feel like I have to abuse a substance.
I don't
to
wish
forget what's happening either, around me constantly.
But I also, like, I don't know, I feel like it's much more difficult when you are dealing with this level of oppression to say, hey, I'm going to focus on me and my health and not, like, and reduce my vices, whenever you don't have all of these other overwhelming things happening to you all the time. Like, I'm tired of living in unprecedented times because everything's so fucking unprecedented that every day it's some gigantic overwhelming thing. Like, oh, well, now we have mandated religion in schools. That's not a small thing. That's not a little thing. That's not a, oh, well, you know, we allowed people to do see you at the poll on Wednesdays before classes start and it's not mandatory. Like, that's fine. Nobody gives a shit about that. But now, let's say I had a kid in school. Now you're going to force my kid to learn about the Bible in public school, where I specifically would not want them to learn about that. Like, I would not mind my child learning about Christianity. I just don't want it to be forced on them, because that's religion. Religion was forced on me and it caused me a whole lot of trauma.
Well, and it's purely because they tell you how to behave, but then everyone acts not. I mean, everyone goes against exactly what they're teaching you, but then punishes you when you misbehave. It's oh God, I'm so tired.
I just realized today that my therapist, her, you know, the company she's with, or that she's sort of like, I guess, works with, on their website, they specialize in religious trauma recovery, like whether it be sexual abuse, mental abuse, or just religious abuse, like they specialize in it. And that's becoming a whole field of therapy, is religious trauma, because it's affecting so many people in this country, especially with our generation and the generation before us. And technically our parents, but they just don't want to fix it because they don't want to do anything about themselves. No. Like, if they're broken, they just have to stay the same. And
it's
It's
this fake harmony that they have to have. They're just like, all right, we live in this harmonic world. Everything's fine. I'll suppress anything that's bothering me, so that way everything still feels good. I will shun anything that doesn't align with my mood, because I always have to stay happy. I can never experience any emotion except happy. But all we're doing is this chaotic dance in our brains to try and stay happy.
And they're trying really hard to make reality what they want it to be so that they can be happy. But there's this just juxtaposition of I need to legislate away the gays because that means I'm Christian. But then also I need to support my country's bombing of children in Iraq or Iran or one of the other Middle Eastern countries, because I wouldn't know which one it was. And if kids die there, it's just their casualty of war. And that's what God intended.
Also, God bless because America.
Christianity.
But anyone else that's not American, God doesn't like, which that's, I just, you start looking at the bigger picture and everyone's like, that's not what we mean. I'm like, yeah, but is it? Do you ever really
try to reserve judgment on this podcast? But those people are shitty. They're shitty. They're fucking awful. And they can just go fuck themselves. And more as things like this happen, I really hope Christians are right. Because you know what? That means I'll be seeing so many of them in hell that hell will be my personal heaven.
Yeah, it'll kind of be this weird... You know when you sit and watch the drama and you're just like eating the popcorn so excited?
Yeah.
Because you are not a part of it.
For someone to get some cosmic comeuppance. I think that just would bring me all the catharsis I need.
It would feel really good to just walk up and like shake the hand of someone that I've known really well that was this superior Christian to me and be like, I'm really glad to see you. It's so nice that you've recognized that you are nowhere better than anyone.
Yep.
And I can be that shitty because I'm already in hell, so it doesn't matter.
It might as well. I mean, fuck you. We're all in hell together. It's like, what is her name? Rina Sawayama says, this hell's better with you.
They're always like, oh, it's going to be endless suffering. And I'm like, well, I mean, live in Oklahoma. That's basically feels like now. I mean, I'm used to this. It's hot all the fucking time. Everyone sucks around you. Granted, yeah. I've met some fantastic fucking people. I can't say that. I really have.
But I've met... made...
Fuck! 30 minutes is too short.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The BetterHelp app, which is an online platform that matches you with a licensed therapist who can provide you with professional counseling via phone, video, or chat. You can choose from thousands of therapists who specialize in different areas, such as depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, and more. You can get started by visiting BetterHelp.com and filling out a short questionnaire.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences.
The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it. And to know that you are not alone.
Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones.
Until next time.